Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the character of the believer. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, who has called the believers towards embodying the best of characters and to do noble deeds. O Allah, you are our Lord. To you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, in your divine books, in your messengers, in the last day, and in your divine decree, both its good and apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, for you are the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And we testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his family, and upon his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah, and myself with the taqwa of Allah, and to reflect upon his book. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believed and had taqwa of Allah. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared the nature of the believer to the precious metal of gold. For just as gold is known for its purity, its flawlessness, or its impeccability, then we can establish that the nature of the believer is similar. For gold, as long as it's gold, has an essence that does not change, and nor does its value diminish. And in similar manner is the nature of the believer. When they find the purity of their hearts, of having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this faith is a firm foundation which does not waver and is not given to an admixture of emotions or thoughts or beliefs that oppose it. And so we find that the heart of the believer is a pure heart, and that the character that stems from such a heart is a praiseworthy character, free from blemish and having certainty of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also compared the believers to the nature of the bee, in that the bee seeks its food or nourishment from the best of sources, whether it be in the form of honey, the nectar of flowers, or the ripest parts of fruits. And then the nature of bees are generous in that as they fly from flower to flower, they help spread this process of cross-pollination, which brings about more of the very nourishment that the bees have taken. And so in similar manner, the believer is the one who ensures that the source of his provision and livelihood is lawful, wholesome, and pure. And having partaken of such purity, he is someone who is generous by his nature in spreading this purity and righteousness amongst society. And hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ مَثَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ الْقِطَعْتِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ. He said, by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the parable of the believer is like that of a piece of gold. نَفَخَ عَلَيْهَا صَاحِبُهَا. Its owner blows upon it, because this is how gold was purified, through the blacksmiths blowing and through the nature of bellows, purifying it from other admixtures. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَمْ تَغَيَّرْ, i.e. that which is gold does not change. And nor, he says, after لَمْ تَغَيَّرْ, he says, وَلَمْ تَنْقُصْ. It doesn't change and it is not diminished. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to say, after comparing the believers to gold, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. He said, by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad. He said, إِنَّ مَثَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ النَّحْلَةِ. He said, the example or the parable of the believer is like that of a bee. أَكَلَ الطَّيِّبَةِ. It consumes that which is wholesome and pure. وَوَضَعَ الطَّيِّبَةِ. And produces that which is wholesome and pure. وَوَقَعَتْ عَلَىٰ عُودٍ فَلَمْ تَكْسِرْ وَلَمْ تُفْسِدْ. And it falls down or never comes upon something except that it never breaks it or spoils it. In other words, the nature of the believer is wherever he comes and whichever situation he finds it in, he's always or she is always part of the solution. They're not those who break the hearts of people. They are not those who hurt people with their words or with their actions. Rather, the believers are those who seek to act upon the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and interact with the people with beautiful character, with the best of characters. Likewise, the believer, based on various ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the believers are those who, when they speak, they say the truth. And this is in accordance with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. Lest you be with those who are true, you become like those who are true. مَنْ جَالَسْ جَانَسْ. Whomsoever you're with, you become like. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the believers, and when they're given a trust and a amana, they adhere to it, they preserve it. And when they make a promise, they are loyal in its fulfillment. And this is being true to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِيهِمْ رَاعُونَ. I.e. the believers are those who, with regards to their trusts and their promises, they are ever attentive. Likewise, we've been informed that the believers are those who are people of jiddiyah. They are given and devoted to some serious undertaking vocation. They are not those who are given to frivolousness, the lahu and the la'ab, the frivolous, empty nature of idle entertainment of this world, but they devote themselves to lofty matters because they have himmah aliyah. They have tremendous aspirations to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they seek to be people of ta'awun, mutual assistance, assisting others and taking assistance themselves thereby. As these are the believers who act upon the words of Allah, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate mutually in righteousness and piety. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent forth the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the greatest and most noble of characters, as is evidence in his saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed, you are upon an immense moral character. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarized the entirety of his risala, his message, in the words, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I was sent to perfect the nobility of character. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to perfect it, first and foremost by his own example. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put forward for us the best of examples of human character, being the loftiest demonstration of how to interact with other people, being the most perfect template for human beings to achieve their potential. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. There has certainly come for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. So brothers and sisters, let us be avid in characterizing ourselves with every noble characteristic, and let us be avid in doing so by emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly and inwardly, and let us demonstrate this first and foremost with those closest to us, our families, our spouses, our children, and expanding thereby to our wider communities. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi.